Zvachim Perek Tes Mishnah Beis Ve'elu Im Olu Lo Yeredu. We had the din that we learned before in the Mishnah. That Mizbeach is Mekadosh Es HaRoi Loi. So the Roi Loi, we explain, means something that's Mimin Kodesh with a Psul, not something that's not Mimin being Roi Le Mizbeach B'chlal. So this is the din of Im Olu Lo Yeredu. Halon, any dam or emurim which has to be put that day, the dam before Shkia, the emurim has to be hooked at that at least by the end of that night. So the zman lino for dam is after Shkia, the zman lino for emurim that it becomes nifsal is in the morning. Va tome, something that became tome, dam, emurim, posel kochim, all these things are psulim badover sheroi, so it's roiless lemezbeach. Therefore, it has din olu lo yeredu. Hayoitze is also a psul. Vanishchat chutz lo zmane v'chutz lo mkoyme. It had a machshav apesels, but pe'etzim was roi. Shekiblu psulim. Somebody was mekabel the dam that was posel. So again, it was roi l'izkadish. V'zorku es domoy. It was a posel that was zorak domoy. Yudah oime mishishnishchato ba'laylo. Shenishpach domo. V'sheyotze domo chutz lo kloyim im olsa teri. The Yudah's dividing, even though there's something over here, there's a few cases that are ostensibly psulam bakoidish, but still they're called not roy at all. What's called not roy at all? Nishchat balaylo, all avodas have to be done by day. If the zrika of a carbon was done by night, of course the carbon is possible, but then it's a mol lo yered. But if it's nishchat balaylo, is before the Zrikas Adam. The Gemara's Mavur, a whole drosha, the Yehuda has Mi'utim in the Pasuk of Zohis Teres Oilo, He Oilo Al-Mokta, which is the din of He Bavi also, Te Roilo Oilo, when it's Olo, that's the Mizbech, is Mekadosh Es HaRoilo, there's the Pasuk Zois, and there's He, they're all Mi'utim, and Memelo, women Mayit Psulim that take place before the Zrikas Adam. If the Zerika was Balaylo, then not. But Nishchat Balaylo is already too far removed from being Royal Mizbech, and therefore there's no Din Mizbech Mikadosh. Nishpach Domo is Dam that Bechlal wasn't Roy because it was Nishpach, not after it was Niskabo Bakois, but before it was Niskabo Bakois. Vishiyotze Domo Chutz L'Kloyim. This is not Yotze Alts the Bosso, but this is Yotze the Dam. Chutz from the Kloim, which is the Lashon of the Azora. So therefore, the Dam Bechlal is not Roy Lechaper. It's already Mafkir and Gansen. It's not considered Mizbech Roy. It's not been considered Roy Lemizbech. Therefore, the Dinzim also Ter. But again, that's just the Hagdorah, but it's all learned out from Gzeres HaKosov. Reb Shimon Omer, Loy Terit, Shoy Reb Shimon Omer, Kol She Psula Bakoidish, Reb Shimon coins the exact Hagdorah of Psula Bakoidish. Hakoidish Mekabloi. Therefore, the chalois paslus of a din hegdish is the zach itself kishalatzme volt gedarv zain roi. So there, hakodesh mekabloi loy hoye psule bakodesh. But if it's not psule bakodesh, it's psuloi in something that's not royless kadesh at all. Then en hegdish mekabloi and im olo terid. Mishne gimel el loye psule bakodesh. What's not psule bakodesh? What's not roy at all? Haroiva, Hanirva, an animal that was involved in a Roiva Nirva situation we had before in the beginning of Perek Taruvis, they're psulim bechlal. They're not roi lakrova lakdosha at all. Hamukta is a animal that was set aside for Avodah Zarah. It might not be Osamano because it wasn't Nevad, but Lamaisa it's not roi. It's posel lahegdish, and one learns have a posel, but it's not roi at all. Hanevad, this is even worse, of course, it was Nevad before Avodah Zarah. Hoesnan, v'hamechir, these are two psulim. We mentioned also in Perekat Taruvis, a behema that was given for a maizis nus, a mechir, is a behema that was given mechir for the price of a kelev. So the bezoyin, Torah says, it becomes posel akrobo. V'aklayim, we learn now from Apostle Pashas Emor that a behema has to be shor, a kesev, a eiz. And it can't be a mix of two minim, but treifa. A behemoth that's treifa is certainly not kosher. By yoytze doifin, the chiddush, it's a shor kesev is ki yivole. There has to be ki yivole. The yoytze doifin, born on yidei C-section, is posel akrobo. Ubalei mumin, Now this is a chiddush. The Tanakhama, we understand that all these are types of behemoths that aren't roi lakrov at all. So that's not psulim b'kodesh, that's b'chlom, not a korban. It's like shechting the wrong type of animal. Rabbi Akiva Kanira holds that a balmum is the right type of behemoth. It's roi lakrov except that filtin lakrova. It's not a pasulos in the min ha-hukrav, it's a pasulos in the hakrova itself, and therefore it's psulan bakaydish, and therefore it's a dinim, allayerit. Lemaisa, the Gemara understands that Rabbi Akiva is definitely moida, that a proper, a bona fide balmum, a behemoth that's missing a limb, a serious balmum, is of course loymi minataina, and it's not psulan bakaydish, it's not the right type. Rabbi Akiva is only talking about Lashon of Chazal is moving like a doik shaba'ayin. Doik and shaba'ayin means is a split in the eye, which is a minute blemish. That's a psul in the hakrova, but that's not an under his sword behemoth. So mele over there, that's where there would be a dinim olayeid. Because he had a high position in the kuna during the times of the Beis Hamikdash, had Mesiris in that we find in different places in Kochim, from the Tyrus, he would say over and over here, saying over from his father was from the Gedele HaKuhuna, Doiche Hoya Abbas Bali Mumim Yagabe Mizbech, the way the Rav brings from the Gemara, is that it was Doiche Kalach Yad. That means it wasn't done Bereish Golui, Bederech Bezoyin, it was done Shalai Bevahesia, but that means that Be'etzem he held that. That's not like the Chachom that said that there's Bechalal no din of being noy kedusha in a behemoth that was oiler that loy psula b'kodesh, even if ain't psula b'kodesh, b'derech kovet, not b'derech b'zoyim, because b'etzim it is something that teshtigu roy lakrova. Before Shem have a back and forth whether this is only by dvarim like a doik shiba'ayin, which would be being chelik on a chachamim, or even on proper bali mumin. So as Evans understands the Chiddush, that this Shalai Lahiridem B'derech B'zoyin is going on all these type of psulim that were not psulim b'kodesh, all of them should come down off the Mizbech since they were niskadish b'kedushas karbonas b'etzim. If they put on the Mizbech, they shouldn't come down Derech B'zoyin. There is of course one exception to the rule, and that is a behemoth that was set aside for Kachim, and it was already set aside as a balmum. So the kedushas hakorbanos nachalim. All these cases, you have to ask yourself: these things are not psulim b'kodesh. The pshat is they're not roi lakrova at all. So Rabbi Akiva is saying that a balmum is roi lakrova be'etzem when it's a mum kal, like we just said. But Rabbi Akiva would only say that if it's something that's roi lakrova when it was humdash. So then that had kedushas hakorbanos chal on it. The others, Elohim Psulim HaKadosh B'chlal, no Kedushas Korban. And that's a chelik of why Meridah. Like we're saying, Meridah and Efshir B'chanan is Ganachanim is Mechadish, that since Be'etzem, the behemoth, is the type of behemoth that under different circumstances could have Kedushas Korban, so that itself is Mechayiv that Shalayeh Derech B'zoyim.